I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join General Manager Lynette Eastman for an exploration of exactly what makes the Surfjack Hotel and Swim Club a truly best-kept secret destination in the heart of Waikiki, Hawaii. A bonus of the Surfjack is that it's an easy, walkable few blocks from Kalakaua Avenue, providing a tranquil hideaway in a classic 1960s retro environment. Surfjack Hotel and Swim Club, on-site restaurant Mahina and Sons Diner, is a super popular draw all on its own. From a fond following of locals to vacationers who trek up the street from the beachfront high-rise hotels for a special dining experience. A bonus at the Surfjack is bar czar Christian Tabey, who has built an ardent following among those who appreciate custom-crafted libations. From a truly unique twist on a classic Mai Tai to a super tasty Tahitian-style old-fashioned. In addition to winning numerous Hawaii culinary awards, the Surfjack was recently nominated for Travel and Leisure's World Best Awards for 2025. Come along and join Lynette, followed by Christian, the bar czar, to discover the rest of the story at the incredible Surfjack Hotel and Swim Club. Lynette, last name?
Eastman.
And where are we?
We are at the Surfjack Hotel and Swim Club.
Right in the heart of Waikiki.
Right in the heart of Waikiki.
You know what I love about this place?
Mm-hmm.
Is it's kind of like a secret Waikiki.
That
you have the big giant monster hotels, mm-hmm. the tall skyscrapers mm-hmm. along the water.
That's right.
But then you go 2, 3, 4 blocks and it's like old Hawaii. I lived here so long ago when I was a little kid.
I was going to say, you look kind of like a local boy.
Yeah. So I was in high school, and a lot of this neighborhood is the same mm-hmm. classic architecture. It's a miracle mm-hmm. that it's still here.
This building is from the 1960s, Tom. So in 2016, we did a full complete renovation, shut it down, and then launched it as Surfjack. And we are the OG original boutique hotel in Waikiki. And fast forward that from 2016 to 2024, and there's several. And which is a good thing for Surfjack, mm-hmm. because that just shows what the public want to mm-hmm. do. They kind of want to enjoy the smaller boutique mm-hmm. experience versus the big hotel experience.
Well, we both know locals who come to get away mm-hmm. to your hotel and other ones like it.
Mm-hmm.
What they call it, staycation?
Staycation. We really enjoy that, and I would say that we are a top choice mm-hmm. for the Kama'aina market, because a lot of them don't want to go unless they can bring their furry friend. And so, as you know, we have lots of furry friends that
welcome. You have your own mascot here, huh?
I sure do. We have Jack the hotel dog, and we actually came across him when he was 5 weeks old back in 2020. And that was a year, as you all know, that we needed something good. And so as a puppy, we picked him up, and he's been living here ever since.
So he thinks it's his place.
Definitely thinks it's his place. He can go to doggy daycare, prance around with all the other big dogs. But here, when they come in, he's barking at them.
That's really cool. It's his domain.
It is his domain. And I asked the vet, I said, well, is there anything that we can do? And he's like, it's just his place.
Who he is.
Yeah. So, when we first got him, he was like marking everywhere, you know, and people were telling me, okay, you know, Jack's going to mark all these different places. Okay. Well, don't mark there. Don't mark. Now he does, you know, he'll walk in and he'll go sniff there. Mm-hmm. That's okay. This is my place. He knows his way around, let's just say.
Mm-hmm. So, again, when did it renovate and reopen?
We launched in 2016 in April. So, this past April, we just made 8 years.
It's like a little world unto itself in that you have a bar and then you have some food here.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about the amenities.
Well, we've got a beautiful restaurant. It's called Mahina and Sons. And a lot of people, with the help of Lance from TLC, we like to give them their wings to grow and to put themselves into the community as an independent restaurant, but truly they are a hotel restaurant that belongs to the hotel. It's not a tenant, so to speak. So we are one hotel family with restaurant, housekeeping, maintenance, and all the services.
So again, it follows that many people that go to the restaurant live here. They're not all hotel guests.
You know, I got to tell you what. We are a small hotel, so we only have about 112 rooms. And so, honestly, 112 rooms can't support a restaurant. So we truly depend on the Kama'ainas to come into Waikiki and enjoy the restaurant. And we're actually on our way to the Lima Awards. It's beautiful because our hotel won a recent award.
And what was that for?
The best casual restaurant.
Wow, not bad.
2024.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's a very prestigious award coming from the Honolulu Star Advertiser.
Why do you think you won? What was it? The people? The staff?
It's a lot of things. It's definitely the people, but we also have local live music every night. But you gotta have the best drinks and you've got to have the best flair. And our executive chef, Chef Leong, is from Hawaii. He's from Kaimuki. He hasn't always lived in Hawaii, so he did get some cooking experience on the mainland, but he's come back home to share with us his talent.
Is there a motif to the cuisine? Do you do local?
I would call it a more local, elevated type of cuisine. It's not fine dining, because after all, we do have dining under the stars, around the pool, and it's exciting because at 5:30, boom, we close the pool, we take out all the lanai chairs, and then we put up all the dining, and so you're outside.
So you have poolside dining.
Oh, we do have poolside dining, and the beautiful thing about that is it really gives our customers different ways to come and dine. They can be in the poolside, they can bring their dogs with them to dine with them. Of course, our Hawaii State law is you cannot dine in the restaurant. And in the restaurant is a whole different experience as well, with the ambiance and the lighting.
You have a legendary mixologist. What's the nickname?
Well, we have our Mahina & Sons Bar Czar. He's not only a you know, don't say mixologist to him, okay? Because he finds offense to that. But
what's it in? Mix wizard or what?
Well, we call him Bar Czar. And make sure that you have a few of those drinks tonight, Tom, because he's got a beautiful, he's created from scratch, a beautiful tiki menu for the drinks. He is such a great pairing to our executive chef because of the drink menu to go along with the food menu. And you don't see that type of pairing between chef and beverages come together the way they do. And of course, you know, we are now in 2024. You know, the virgin drinks are very important too. And I'm not sure what we call it exactly, but they're definitely unleaded.
Do you have a signature dish or signature dishes that people come here expecting to find?
Well, you know, when people come to Mahina and Sons, they expect to find fish. And so we prepare fish in many different ways. We do have three signature fish dishes that the chef prepares every night with the catch of the day. But the most popular and where the locals come is our Mahina Feast. And that is a whole fish that's dropped and deep fried. And like my husband always says, "Oh, you opaka-paka." Because the opaka-paka is the snapper in Hawaii, as you know, being a local resident before. And when they come out of the oil, they don't look happy. But they taste so good.
Talk to us about some of the other distinctive culinary offerings that you have.
Not only do we have the fish and the three different, actually four, with the feast, you know, we do have oysters. There's a lot of places that don't serve oysters. They're hard to come by, and usually oyster farmers, they're sticking with specific restaurants, and we are Mahina and Sons. And Mahina in Hawaiian is moon, so it's moon and sun, right? And so that speaks to ocean. You know, we're not a crustacean type of restaurant, right? So you're not going to get lobster or crab, but you will get your beautiful fish. But we also have a ribeye steak, so I might suggest to you to try that.
Are you able to source your beef from Big Island?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. We, you know, being Chef Leong, being a local boy at heart, you know, he does his very, very best to do sustainable products right from the island. And he also does a, what is they call the pork lau lau, deconstructed lau lau. So, I mean, if you know the islands and you know lau lau is the lau lau leaf that's put together with pork. What he does is he deconstructs the taro leaves, puts that on the side, and does it with coconut milk, and then prepares the pork chop. It's very tasty. So that's something to, I think you guys need to try a few different things to get the whole tasting of Mahina and Son.
It's been a while since I've been on island, but I know historically that restaurateurs have always had a struggle sourcing fresh greens.
Not so much anymore.
Oh, wonderful.
There's so many different farms, especially Waimanalo, and also on the west side in Waianae and Makaha, that all of our greens is all Hawaii.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, because 20 years ago, it wasn't. Yeah.
Well, I don't think we had that many farms back then, but we do now.
But it always seems so crazy to have such a tropical growing paradise and not be able to grow and provide everything.
Well, I think as we moved into the 2000s, sustainability was very important. We opened the hotel under the guidance of Chef Ed Kenny from Kaimuki, and his whole philosophy is sustainability, from the fish to the pork to the beef to all of the greens, that they're coming from the islands, that we become sustainable in our own right.
Oh, that's really cool. Okay, another subject, one of my favorites, desserts.
Oh, well, you know, we have a few desserts, but the number one that sticks out and is the number one seller, because I run that list to see what's selling and what's not selling, and it's Chef Eric Leong's mother's recipe for his banana pudding. It's funny because it comes to you and it's in a bowl and you see this beautiful whipped cream on top with sprinkles of what we call dirt, but it's not. It's just lovely morsels of taste. And then when you go to the bottom, there's where the caramel is and the banana is. And it's so delightful.
It's really cool.
You got to have some tonight.
Yeah, you're tempting me there.
And then there's a goat cheese, sweet potato cheesecake. You got to try that. That's really good too. It makes a nice partner with the banana pudding.
So again, some people come here not even knowing it's a hotel. They just come thinking it started out. Somebody says, "Oh, you got to dine here."
You know, it's kind of exciting because we have all different ways that you could come to the Serve Check and to Mahina and Sons. You could come to Mahina and Sons just coming and not knowing it's a hotel, or you could come to the hotel not knowing we've got such a jewel of Mahina and Sons here. Not only were they in Ilima Awards as the best casual restaurant here at the Mahina and Sons, we just won the Hawaii Magazine, one of the best boutique hotels in Hawaii, in Oahu. But the word that we really enjoy a lot is in the state of Hawaii, number 5 best bar in Hawaii 2024.
That's crazy. You guys you're hogging all the good awards.
We're, you know, it, the restaurant business is a tough business. And you got to keep going at it, trying your best. You know, we just did our annual Bar Czar Invitational. And that is when, and I love this about our Bar Czar, Chris Taibe. He invites bartenders from around town to come and compete. He's not part of it. You know, it's not about him. He organizes everything, gets it moving. And last year we had 6 participants. This year we had 12. They compete for the bragging right of winning the Bar Czar Invitational. And it's all about lifting all these young and upcoming bartenders that are in this area.
How about creating your price point for your menu items? What's your philosophy?
I think our price point menu is very fair. I mean, especially since we're in Waikiki. Let's not forget that we do have a happy hour, and it's every day from 12 to 5:30. So, I mean, it's a long time. And so we have a happy hour menu both for drinks. And
it's a happy afternoon.
Yes, it does bring a happy afternoon. So we have drinks and food that are happy hour. And then we turn everything over to dinner at 5:30. And we're very creative where we have 2 kitchens. One will do pizzas and chicken wings and hamburgers. Especially if you're going to go dine with your children, you know, they're going to may want something different, right? And then mom and dad can eat from the big kitchen menu, right? Which would be all of the other beautiful, delectable food that we prepare.
You can go out front and look down the street and see all the way to the waterfront, mega hotels and whatnot.
Yes.
Do people walk up here and kind of referred by concierges and whatnot?
Yes, you know, I think that the busier Waikiki is, the more we see of that. But I am a firm believer that when Waikiki is not doing as well, the big hotels are going to vie for their employees.
Right.
I mean, not their employees, their guests to stay at their hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Can't blame them, right? Because a lot of them have, you know, 3 to 5 restaurants in their hotels. But I know that one of the hotels that usually during the peak season send guests here, and that's the Hale Kulani.
Oh, wow.
And they do walk. They do walk from down the street.
And that's straight down.
Straight down the street.
Yeah. I was looking down, you could see the tower.
Yeah, yeah. And so, yes, we really appreciate those concierges.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole thing about Waikiki and what I appreciate about our staff, our management of the Mahina and Sons. They are very out in the community, like participating tonight. You know, for a small hotel and a small restaurant, it's a big deal to provide all the food and the drink of whatever we're providing for this beautiful event this evening.
So your award, you were competing with a breadth of different operations, right?
Yes, very much so. And the top restaurants in not only in Oahu, but in the state.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you surprised sometimes?
I'm not surprised. I'm more surprised if we don't get something. Because we're a small hotel with a big personality. That's our style. And we're very close, all the employees from the different departments. We help each other out because we are small. And so we expect to do our best, to have service excellence. That's if you talk to anybody, if you read any reviews about the Surf Jack and Mahina and Sons, particularly the front of the house of the hotel.
Well, I gotta say that when we checked in yesterday, the front desk people were just sweet and hilarious. And
sweet and hilarious. I can't wait to the next meeting so I can tell them that you said that.
Yeah. Well, they were just so warm and welcoming in an authentic way. It was really cute.
Well, you know, one of my mentors is Andre Tatiboye, and he was the president and CEO of Aston Hotels and Resorts.
Wow.
Which, you know, he then moved over and started working with Michael Pollan at Aqua Resorts.
Mm-hmm.
He would tell me, we would sit in our hotel at the Coral Reef, which is now the Lalo Hotel, because he used to have an office there. And we'd sit there and he would tell me the stories of the 60s and the 70s, of the music, what's the word? wafting through the street. Mm-hmm. As you walk on by and you choose where you're going to go, stop in and have a drink. And see, you're saying yes, like you know what I'm talking about.
I was there.
You were there.
And that's one of the things that I think is really sad about Hawaii, not only on this island, is that part of the magic of coming here was you just waited to hear aloha music in the background. And that
have you been listening to the music at night?
Yeah, but I'm talking about just generally, you know, whether it's Kauai or wherever. There was a place that we stayed for years, Waimea Plantation Resort. The old cane worker cottages. And when you arrived at the old
Still there.
Yeah, I know. Years, decades. When you arrived, the first thing you experienced was not only the birds, but the aloha music wafting out of that main plantation owners.
In their main area.
And then some Aston or somebody came in and they turned off the music. And I'm going, wow.
I think a lot has to do with the cost is a big factor. I mean, it is it's a decision that we made when we first opened that this was important to us because we have a restaurant that we care about and we also have guests that we care about. And so not only do our artists play for the restaurant, they play for our guests.
And this is every day, right?
This is every day.
This is crazy.
Yeah, and we get a lot of reviews that the guests just sit on their lanais, maybe have a bottle of wine. And
there's no cover charge.
Oh, no. No, I mean, you got neighbors that come in, and they come in and they sit down in the living room in the cabanas and enjoy. So, you know, it's 2024. You know, it's so easy to get lost in what the world has become. So I'd like to think that what we represent is a little bit of the old and a little bit of the new, and that we find ourselves right in the middle, which identifies us to who we are.
The best of Hawaii ana.
Best of Hawaii ana. Absolutely.
Okay, before we go, a couple of things I'd like you to touch on. I noticed some brochures for special outreach for military getaway people to come here. And then a little deeper about Jack, your doggy, because I understand he's French bulldog.
If you see his ears.
Yeah, I haven't met him yet.
He's a Frenchie and he's an English bulldog.
English bulldog.
So
oh,
he's got a little bit of spunk. He's a little bit like the hotel. Might be small, but a very big personality.
Does he think he's the owner?
Every day. You know, we have all kinds of activities. We do have a formal meet and greet for Jack, but every day he sits on the lanai upstairs and guests will stop by all day long just to come visit Jack. He is Mr. Popular, and we're having he's turning 4 this month, and this weekend we are having a Furry Friends costume contest for Jack, and so it's a big deal. It's getting very exciting.
Is he spoiled?
Beyond measure. But he's a good baby. He's a good dog. It's funny, you know, he can go to doggy daycare and be with all the dogs, but here he's just roof, roof.
He's spoiled.
Oh, he's a very spoiled dog, but he's a good dog.
And then a moment on your outreach for our military.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that we had to find ourselves in the pandemic. And so there was a point in the pandemic where there was no business coming to Hawaii. We all know that the governor said not to come for a period of time. But the military is very faithful because they're not coming here for vacation. They're coming here to move their whole family, their dogs or 2 dogs, to Hawaii to make a time of living, which is usually about 3 years. And they stay here for about a month. We love them and we take care of them, and that's why Jack's here, because we were taking dogs in 2020, because they needed them. And during the pandemic, it was quarantine time. And so the families would have to quarantine for a week to 14 days. And so we would have to walk the dogs. Well, we didn't have to, but we wanted to, because we were getting so many sad stories from other hotels. I won't say who they are, but they would say, do you have availability? Because they're telling us we can't walk our dogs. And they told us to just have them go to the bathroom in the bathroom.
Wow.
Well, that's not kind at all, yeah. Right? So and we've held on to that market through these past years. And so we do a good 25% of the military market.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it is repeat and referral.
Well, this is the thing. It's been over 3 years, mm-hmm. right? And so a normal cycle is 3 years, so we're getting them coming in and we're getting them coming out. So yes, it's a repeat cycle. And then in between we have the come to Mahina and Sons, have a cocktail, have some poo-poos, and then maybe a staycation.
And these are troops that are stationed at Hickam Joint Base and
everywhere. So you got Kaneohe, you got Coast Guard, our biggest is of course the Army, the Navy, Air Force, everywhere.
To learn more about your world, where would you take us?
Simply go to www.surfjack.com. And my name is Lynette Eastman, General Manager of the Surf Jack Hotel and Suite Club.
Okay, name, rank, serial number, where are we?
I am the bar czar, Christian Tabey, formerly of Brooklyn, New York. Here I am in the beautiful Honolulu.
A long way from home.
Sure is, yeah.
What brought you here?
I felt like it was time. I was getting to the age where it was a little too fast for me back home in this industry, in the bar industry. And I didn't want to be the old guy on the squad, you know? So coming here, it sort of enabled me in some ways to be Superman, to just be a little bit faster and a little bit quicker than most.
Kind of your own world. You're in charge, right?
I take the title of bar czar as sort of, yes, a bar manager of sorts, but it's more of a master of ceremonies. It's the lights, it's the music, it's the atmosphere, the vibe.
I hear stories about your home concocted blends and different drinks. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting to bring a new approach here. I knew the restaurant that we had, it spoke to tiki. As you can see around us, it's mostly mid-century modern decorated. That was a golden era of tiki and the creation of tiki, you know, post-World War II. So that was definitely an approach I wanted to take. Obviously, I didn't want to do anything that everyone else was doing. I'm sort of the left when everyone goes right kind of guy. So I made sure to be as creative as possible.
Do you have a signature drink or drinks that people come in asking for and expecting to find?
Obviously the one, and we keep this off the menu because I kind of feel like it's already spoken for, is the Mai Tai. We have our version of it, but it's basically an original style of Mai Tai before all the razzle dazzle started to happen in the 80s and 90s. For one, we use local rum, Kohana rum, which is made on this island. Also using fresh ingredients. I'm an Italian. The way we cook is very simplistic but meaningful. I feel like cocktails should have that same sort of cadence.
Another signature drink.
So one that's quite popular is something I call the kahiko. The kahiko in Hawaiian basically means old-fashioned. It is an old-fashioned style, New York old-fashioned style, but we tweaked everything. We use grapefruit instead of orange. We use local whiskey from Maui, Kupu spirits, really good stuff. We make a coconut water ice cube that, as it dissolves, it evolves a cocktail over time and almost turns into a health drink, if you can believe that.
One more favorite.
Sure. One of our more complex cocktails would be the Green Raja. It's something very different. We use a lot of Mediterranean spices, some cardamom, some vanilla, some cinnamon. It's quite unique. It's sort of like a gin gimlet. It has a lime sort of undertone, but everything else around it sort of turns into pistachio ice cream. However, we got that to work. It's a really beautiful drink.
Do a lot of locals come and stop in here?
We were fortunate enough to have locals, obviously visitors off island, and we also have a pretty big military following as well.
This is more than just a bar. I mean, you're right by the pool, close to the rooms.
Yeah, I mean, Mahina and Son is in a gorgeous mid-century modern styled hotel, Surf Jack. The restaurant, the cuisine, the food that Chef Eric Leong does is phenomenal. The bar is pretty special. Might be biased in saying so, but we do like to do things a bit different than everywhere else. We find that uniqueness is our strength. But the hotel itself, the rooms, just everything about it, it reads home and not just four white walls and a bed. It's just a really nice, beautiful, comfortable vibe here.
So is Hawaii your home now?
For now, yes.
You're probably not going back to New York or Brooklyn.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not one to set my future. I feel like future's open for anything. But, you know, I will tell you this. It's really nice waking up to sunshine and rainbows every morning.
Hard to beat, huh?
Absolutely, yeah.
A little bit more about music. I heard you have local Hawaiian singer, performer.
Yeah, so every day we have local musicians, some fantastic ones. We have John Acapo, we have La Pepa and Steve. The talent on this island is endless. It's nice to come in. They start around 6 o'clock, and honestly, it's just a really nice way to end your day, having a couple of cocktails, maybe some food, and just enjoying the live music that we provide.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the thing we always get complimented on most, and it's a word that I've started to understand, it's the word vibe. Really, our hearts are in everything that we do, and it casts this vibe that people seem to appreciate, which you know, ultimately we appreciate because we put a lot of hard work into it. Your local bar czar, Christian Tavey, formerly of Brooklyn, New York, here in Waikiki.
Paradise
indeed.
I love it. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All right, I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Waikiki. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.